song about a boy and his God. Just picture a 15-year-old just got his learner's permit, is no longer not yet a legal driver, living in the Carolinas. So there you go. I was the driver for the drive-by of the neighbor's dog. Daddy always said to him, and he said, come on, son, get into the Vega now, and I'll go get a shotgun. It was a military holiday, kids were everywhere, hid behind the steering wheel, tried to disappear, tried to speak but couldn't. Dad was whistling, drinking beer. And I pray, dear God, if you save this dog, I will never get high, I will never jack off, I will do all the things that I should, but not be a good boy from now on. Turn around the corner soon, saw the neighbor's yard. Dad lit up a cigarette, rolled his window down, grinning like an idiot. He stuck his hidden body out. And I pray, dear God, if you save this dog, I will never get high, I will never jack off, I will be all the things that I should, but not be a good boy from now on. Be a good boy from now on. Well, he popped his shell, took aim with the gun, then a flash and a bang, and the dog, it was gone. It jumped up and it ran away. Dad shot right through his chain. Dad said, take me to the dairy freeze, I want to have a shake. We sipped him on the benches there, stared out on the lake. Dad has never said another word about that day. And I hope you're not disappointed, God, cause I still get high, I still jack off. And you knew I was lying, but you still say, bad dog, you're such a good God. Yeah, you're such a good, good God. And I said, hallelujah, well, I'll be a good boy from now on. Remembering one of my most uncomfortable moments on stage ever. It was mostly a really great show. It was this benefit, and a bunch of people were playing. I was backstage, and Black Francis was there. And he was, I guess it's Frank Black now. It's Frank Black. And so he was in a room warming up, and I came in and fawned over him briefly. And he's like, well, I'm just warming up, pick up the guitar. And he sat down and he taught me this Towns Van Zandt song about little, I think it's a clown waiting to be picked up, wants to go to the big town. And I'm like, I just got to talk. It was the greatest rock and roll moment of my entire life. So I was feeling really good. Got on stage and played that song, and it was a big benefit, and nobody was there to see any one person, so people were talking. You guys, two girls in the front row talking to each other through the whole thing. Of course, the first time they look up during my entire set is the line, I still get high and I still jack off. And they looked at me with this look of the deepest pity and disgust. And you are just reaching for the lines, aren't you, young man? Shook their heads and kept talking. It's not a song that can be half listened to. Anyway, so thank you for your attentiveness. Thank you.
it's owned by somebody else. Would Sir Duke be good, or should we do something else? Is Sir Duke hackneyed by this point? Yes, Sir Duke is hackneyed. One hackneyed is enough for me. So, there's some. Oh, forget doing a song by somebody else. I shouldn't be standing up here anymore. No, and Elvis's birthday is over, thank God. So, I was happy about Elvis's birthday. There was just a lot of it. That's all. It's true, it is Elvis, and it will never happen again, but. And I guess we'll all live to his 50th. What?
Rainbow Connection!
No, there's just too many things going on right now.
It's raining
wind!
Hey, Bulldog! All I want!
Whatever I want? Okay. Well, how about this? I did this last night, but what the heck?